This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. And to all the wounded warriors that are here in Tampa tonight, participating in the Warrior Games, 2019 SOCOM Warrior Games, a special shout-out to them, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And good morning to you, Flip. And without further ado, 7 minutes past the hour, here's Ms. Rosemary DePere, intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Flip. And it was good to hear also from, a regular caller in a while ago. Captain, I was thinking, Capitan, our reporter, there's so many things I could talk about tonight that are disturbing me, but you know, and thank you for saying it, I try to keep it kind of uplifted, because you know, we gotta give the news out, I have to do it on the phone to people, I have to tell them some things they don't want to hear, but I try to uplift, but I'll tell you, I gotta go with the wounded again. I know I was really excited last night, well, that has not left me. Wounded warriors here in Tampa, I think this should be a thing we should do all the time, I'm just saying.
Well, they do, they move around every year.
Yeah, I meant here in Tampa. I said that very low.
Well, there's some talk about, you know, having a, like an annual thing here, but this international competition they're doing, this moves every year.
Yes, and by the way, I just moved myself. Is it six countries, Captain? Am I correct in that? I keep forgetting.
No, it's seven countries and 17 different military detachments.
Yeah, I'll tell you, and the two words I would use for this is adaptability and endurance. It takes both. One to kind of get to where you are, and then endurance to keep up with it. By the way, I missed something. I really wanted to watch I think they were going to do some kind of weightlifting or something.
Oh, they're doing that today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did it yesterday, but the finals are today. They did the prelims yesterday.
Good. I watched the archers. I watched that one. I couldn't believe how they do what they do. And this is what amazes me. How many of us, I want you to think about this, people. By the way, I love all you. I love you. I forgot to say I love you to everybody, all you regulars, all you new people. If you don't know me, I'm sincere. I've been saying it for 5 years. I couldn't love a group more than the Captain's Army. But what I was going to say is, you know, so many of us, maybe myself, I don't know, I can't say that because I've been through quite a bit, but not that. If we lost a leg or lost a limb, how would we take it? I mean, think about this. And they not only adapted to their life. Oh, and by the way, I meant to say to their caregivers and families here, too. You know, I have a lot more to say because I can't do this every night. But I just want to say to any that could be listening in or any of their families, I never know, God bless every one of you. And, you know, one man, I remember, Captain, he stood up to me. He said, my wife and my eight children are all here with me. And I could just sense the pride in him, knowing they were there standing with him. And, yeah, I cried last night. I'm crying again tonight because I love you all so much. I have always loved military. It is in my family. My sister was an Army nurse, but we don't even have to go there. That doesn't matter. But the thing about it is that you all gave your lives. You gave what you could. And, you know, you lost part of your life. Let's admit it. If you lost the part, you lost a limb, you lost part of that. But you adapted to it, and now you're enduring through some stuff that I wouldn't even attempt to do. I do my yoga, and that's hard enough, you know. Okay? I put a rug down and do my yoga, Captain. That's about it. But anyway, some people don't even do that. But I just want to say, and I can't say it enough, I don't need to take from the Bible. This is from my heart. Because, you know, I've just been doing this so long, I just cannot think. And by the way that Tampa is set up to do this, and you're reporting, Captain, God bless you for your reporting. I mean, you're all over the place. You were at the convention center today, if I'm correct. Am I right?
All day.
Yeah.
Be there today all day, too.
Yeah, a lot of people may not know this, because I know people call and they talk to me. They're not even aware of this. So let me say it over here. The captain is in on this every day, and he's more into this than some of you know. So let me just say it, if I can, right on air, so everybody hears it. He's doing reporting. He talks to these people. His heart is in this. And if I may just stick this in real quick, the captain is also a wounded warrior. Okay, we're just going to say it. I'm not going to say any more. So he gets it. And I just want to say, and there was also a young guy that moved me. And, Captain, you can add to this if you want. I actually cried. With all that he's been through, you know, we had that horrible hurricane up in the Panhandle.
Yeah, the young Air Forceman from England. There's several Air Force reps from England that lost their stuff. They had to move out, and they actually left with nothing. They just barely had the clothes on their back. Yep.
Oh, this young, and this guy was so young. I thought, how could he have been through so much? And,
yeah.
But you know what, Captain?
By the way, the one you're talking about won 7 gold medals.
Oh, praise the Lord. I was so sorry.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, he's so young.
And they're not done yet. That's so far.
I know. Captain, I tell you, I get excited. People, you got to know me. I'm honest on here. I can't put on. I cannot. I mean, I was crying for that poor young guy. I just saw how sweet he took it all. I don't think I could take all that so well. I'd be why'd this happen to me? The devil's after me. You know, I'd be doing something like that. But you know who I'm talking. Oh, did you say he won? Oh, God bless him. I
7 medals. Yep.
Oh, well, God bless him. And God bless all of you. And let me end with this, you know, from the Bible. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we don't give up. Never give up. Thank you so much, Captain. God bless all of you.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, your prayer intercessor. We appreciate her very much, and I'll be right back with more. And it is, you know, one of those deals that you gotta get over there to the Tampa Convention Center. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends over at Relief Factor. And don't forget, it's working for me, and that's all I can tell you, and I've been trying it for a while. And I had some people ask me yesterday that came up to me that heard me say where I was going to be, and they came over to see the Wounded Warrior game, some radio listeners, so I was happy to see them. And the one guy told me, he says, the one gentleman that told me, he says, you're talking about that Relief Factor. Everybody's talking about that. Is that stuff working? I said, well, yeah, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it. And he said, well, what do you need to do? And I said, well, you order the quick start, the starter pack, which is about a 3-week supply if you take it the way it's instructed. But if for some reason you can't and you cut back on one of the doses during the daytime, and instead of taking it like one in the morning, one at noon, one at night, you take two, one in the morning, one at night, try it that way and see if that works for you, then you'll have more, and you'll probably wind up with a month's supply right off the bat, and you'll have a really good idea and know how things are done and whether or not this will work for you. Now, in my case, it worked right away. I mean, within a day, the pain that I was having was gone, and I was fine. And we're talking about arthritis, which is not an easy pain to get rid of. Plus, it actually helps reduce the swelling and some other things there if you get that problem. So, go over to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Click on the logo link that's there, and it says Relief Factor, and boom, you'll be right on your way. If that doesn't work for you, then just go to this website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. That'll take you right there, and check it out, see what they have to offer. And you can get any questions that you want answered, and away you go. Now, you probably heard about that horrible truck crash that wiped out 7 members of the Jarheads Motorcycle Club up in New Hampshire. Wow, what a mess.
Now, it was raining, and the driver was maybe going a little bit too fast for the conditions or something like that. He had already had one DWI in his history, so the 23-year-old driver already had a history of being a drinker. Now, nobody said a word about it right now this time, but I'm just throwing that out there for what it's worth. And I believe he's a Russian. He's got a name that, I'll be honest with you, I can't pronounce it, but I'm going to try. It's Vladimir Zukovsky. There we go. 23 years old, driving a company vehicle, and it was actually a dually pulling a fifth wheel, is what it was, but it was a company vehicle. So, wiped out a whole bunch of motorcycles, killed 7. Unfortunately, very, very tragic thing to have happen over the weekend. So, we'll find out more about that, and I'm sure that that's gonna wind up going to some serious court in the not too distant future. Now, Mayor Pete is in big trouble in South Bend. The prosecutor in the South Bend, Indiana case that you probably heard about, where the police officer was accosted by a private individual, and a police officer had to shoot and kill the guy to get him off him after he came after him with a knife. And that's exactly what we saw. There was video, a description of it anyway, not video per se, because, again, the body cameras that they had did not work when the vehicle was not in motion, moving, and had its camera, which was hooked up to the red lights. If you turned on the red lights and you were on a way to a call or whatever, something like that, guess what? Your body camera was lit. Other than that, didn't happen. So there you go. Now, this is kind of strange, and I'm going to be asking Denise about this. In Vietnam, a American has been jailed for 12 years for attempting to overthrow the state, according to the government of Vietnam. Now, Michael Pyong Minh Nguyen, 55 years of age, pleaded guilty, but he asked about situation with all the different items that he had with him, the fishing gear and the accrued gear, and would they take some of that as a reparations payment, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know what they're going to do, but we'll wait and we'll see what's going to transpire, because that's what we do here. And also, the Supreme Court has struck down a very stiff firearms penalty. Now, conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch sided with the U.S. Supreme Court's majority, and the Supreme Court that struck down the ban on the foul language trademarks as well, they're on a roll here, because they believe that guns are up to the individual. It's not something that the manufacturer of the gun would be responsible for what a person does when they buy it legally. Doesn't work that way in the real world, I don't believe. But that's just me talking. By the way, have you heard about the President's July 4th celebration, Washington, D.C.? Well, we know about the ships that are going to be parading around the Potomac. But how about this one? Did you know this will be the largest and longest fireworks display ever? Ever? That's going to be interesting. I always like the 4th of July celebrations and whatnot, so I look forward to being able to see some of this. And Mitch McConnell is going to be meeting with the 911 first responders on the Veterans Victims Fund there. And that should be a good thing. We'll see what's going to happen. Also, the House panel to the White House It said, where are the Trump-Putin notes? This is the House Oversight Committee again. Questions the information about the notes between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, which I think, I could be wrong, but I think the information of that was ordered to remain sealed. And I think that's because of the nature of the conversation they had. But that's just me. And we'll have to check on that with Denise Simon here in a little while. By the way, the president has sent South Korea's Kim a very friendly letter. And the president concerned that perhaps Monday would be a better chance for him to get out of here and go somewhere. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour will be our first military and veterans news segment. So there you go. By the way, a social network for knitters, this is strange, a social network for knitters has banned Trump talk on its website. Now, a social network for knitters and crocheters took the unusual step of saying, if you talk about President Trump or anything that he's doing, you're out of here. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Could be worse, right? Sure could. Could be worse. And again, Facebook favors regulation. And the regulation that they're favoring right now are the high money deals that favor regulation. Now, they actually want these social media websites regulated because they figure that they're going to make more money in the process. And they might. They might. They just actually might. We'll see. Don't know. But stranger things have happened, right? Now, let me see if I can find this little short clip I had here. I think I've got it. Oh, here it is. Okay. The president signed an executive order yesterday, and let's just listen to a little bit about this. It was pertaining to Iran and the sanctions that he put on, especially the high-ranking individuals there of the Iranian government.
Okay, thank you very much. In a few moments, I'll be signing an executive order imposing hard-hitting sanctions on the Supreme Leader of Iran and the Office of the Supreme Leader of Iran and many others. Today's action follows a series of aggressive behaviors by the Iranian regime in recent weeks, including shooting down of U.S. drones. You shot down the drone. I guess everyone saw that one, and many other things they've done.
All righty. Well, we got to go to break, and when we come back, I'll have my first military and veterans news segment. We're going to celebrate our way to the break. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking from the Oval Office as he signs an executive order issuing new sanctions on Iran.
Who knows what's going to happen? I can only tell you we cannot ever let Iran have a nuclear weapon, and it won't happen.
The president says he's willing to negotiate.
We would love to be able to negotiate a deal if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine, too. But we would love to be able to, and frankly, they might as well do it soon.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reports reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you, all the United States of America. They are on you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. We appreciate that. And the Captain's America Third Watch Veterans Report for this hour, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy, you can find out more about them by going to naa.edu, naa.edu. And right now, let's listen to them talk about their place.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, I know some of you are in a dead-end job right now. Some of you are listening to me right now, and you've been debating because you've heard me read this spot here for quite a while. And you're going, I wonder if there's any truth to that. Well, there is, because if you're going nowhere and you got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, well, guess what? I got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts. That's just outside Boston, and the other's in Clearwater, Florida, right down here near the in the Tampa Bay region, right there adjacent to the Overton and US 19, and they have another actual working campus right there at the St. Pete Clearwater Airport. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, and I'm not making that up. Maintenance tech, aviation maintenance tech, starts out $50,000 to $60,000 a year, and very quickly can be up around $70,000 or $80,000. Very quickly, it's all up to the individual. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you money, guaranteed. And guess what? You're going to wind up with a tremendous career too, and you're going to thank me for it later. Now, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said that Iran should not mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness after the U.S. abruptly called off military strikes against Iran in response to the shooting down of an unmanned American surveillance drone last week. Now, where we're going right now, as of the moment, is the Ayatollah and the leaders of the Iranian Revolutionary Council are saying, hey, no more diplomacy. That's it. The time for talking has ended forever. We'll see. And a U.S. military cyber force launched strike against the Iranian military computer systems was done as President Donald Trump backed away from the plans for a more conventional military strike. In response to Iran's downing of a U.S. surveillance drone, we are now actively interfering with the Iranian communications and feeding them false information. As a matter of fact, we're being told that it's like Stuxnet 2 is what we're doing, and we'll just have to get the definition of that from Denise Simon, because I know she knows what it is they're doing, and we'll talk about that when she comes on here in about 20 minutes or so. Also, the president has announced his intent to nominate Mark Esper for Secretary of Defense. He would like to do it right away, as soon as possible, and get him in and on the job. And I got that. I understand that. And David Norquist would be his Deputy Secretary of Defense. And Ryan McCarthy would be the Secretary of the Army. Those are all very good moves. Now, two veteran-led organizations are planning to honor the late Arizona Senator John McCain by handing out T-shirts during President Trump's 4th of July speech in Washington, D.C. And I don't have any problem with that. I mean, John McCain was a veteran, and he's entitled to the respect that all veterans get. Plus, he was a prisoner of war for a number of years, and that wasn't easy either. That was not easy. Now, U.S. arms sales to the Gulf has now failed, despite spending billions of dollars on military hardware. Our Gulf partners do not have very good militaries. If we had an actual war with Iran, we would likely not ask our Gulf partners to do much more than stay out of the way. Holy smokes. So there you go. There you go. And don't forget, you know, what it is that goes on here. Wow. Now, also, in some overseas operations, a Japanese helicopter broke in half after a forced landing at a base in western Tokyo. The Japanese self-defense force helicopter was heavily damaged during practices, touch and goes at the home of the U.S. forces in Japan and western Tokyo. So they got lucky that it didn't blow up and explode and all that other stuff. And, oh, by the way, a lack of coordinated oversight of America's spending in Afghanistan has led to a waste of funds and hampering training and development in the county's security forces of the here in this country, that is, according to a watchdog group. And U.S. President Donald Trump sent North Korean leader Kim Jong-un an excellent letter. The North state-run agency reported Sunday, quoting Kim as saying he would seriously contemplate the content, which is to have another summit and meet somewhere in a neutral zone away from North Korea and whatnot. By the way, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia. He's also talking about the Iranian threats and more U.S. drone attacks that could happen because that's what Iran is threatening to do now, go after more of our drones. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on. And, again, Denise Simon just chimed in to let me know that she's up and at him. So there you go. There you go. And it is not so far a busy news night, but, you know, things can change, like, right away because of the situation that's going on. For example, there's four different bylines right here on this Ayatollah story. It says, Iran slams the Trump administration over U.S. sanctions, says channel for statesmanship has ended forever. And then Media Buzz is reporting that winning ugly media hits Trump style over Iran, but sometimes it just works what he does, and that is true. And Dan Crenshaw, the Texas congressman, calls Maxine Waters' Iran comments a disgrace, accusing her of What did he accuse her of? Wow. Oh, repeating lies. Okay. I thought it said something else there for a second. Whew. Repeating lies. I thought he was accusing her of being a traitor. You never know with these congressmen what they're going to say to each other. You never know. And also, the UN Security Council has condemned the attacks on oil tankers, but they did not condemn Iran. Why do you suppose? When the evidence was presented. Why do you suppose? Well, everybody's scared to death to go up against Iran. That's what it sounds like to me. But then what do I know? What do I know? more than the average bear. How's that? Also, the Navy SEAL that's on trial right now, and he's back in court as it stands. He's just trying to go through the process, if you will, because they almost threw the case out and then they decided, no, we can't do that. Under UMCG rules and regulations, you got to carry the case through. So that's what they're doing. But we'll see what happens there. And that's Eddie Gallagher's case, Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher, who, by the way, is a friend of Karen Vaughn, whose son Billy was under his tutelage at one time. They were in the same unit. So there you go. And don't forget, as the music comes up in my ear, that I'll be right back to take a look at the highways and byways across the country for our nation's truckers. And, yeah, we got a few of them listening tonight, and we thank them very much for the job they're doing. And stay low, my friends. Stay low. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and he's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Alrighty, that's Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, and he's gonna make it home tonight. Okie dokie, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. If you're out there in the highway right now and you see a Pilot or a Flying J and you want to get yourself a hot cup of coffee, pull on in there and tell them the captain sent you, and who knows, you might get it for free. Now, severe storms may produce damaging winds, straight line winds, large hail, and locally heavy rain from the middle Mississippi Valley all the way up to the Great Lakes today. And by tomorrow, weather conditions will settle into a quieter summertime weather pattern. About time, huh? And a trough will keep conditions cool and unsettled in the Pacific Northwest, and a fire weather threat elevated in the Great Basin. Elsewhere, summer warmth is expected. Well, let's start with my home state of Florida, because South Florida, again today, from about Naples straight across Alligator Alley, the Florida Turnpike down there, probably all the way to, let's see, about Fort Lauderdale, and then down south into South Florida, down to about Marathon. We won't go into the Keys because the Keys will be a little bit cooler, but not by much. You're going to have heat temperatures down there, high heat temperatures, 105 to 109 degrees again down there in South Florida. So rig for silent running, get the air conditioners working, and I'm telling you, this is, and by the way, here's something else. Please check your radiators before you go anywhere for the water level, or if you need to have coolant in it to make the radiator cool the vehicle down, which some vehicles do, make sure you got what you need to have. I've seen a whole bunch of vehicles on the long bridges going across the bay out here, broke down on the side with a hood up, with a thing of water, you know, looking for water, holding up a thing, you know, well, I need water. Well, sure you did, because you never checked it to begin with. Goodness sake. So you got to do that. You've got to do that in these kind of conditions. Now, let's not forget that up in the eastern part of Tennessee, the western part of North Carolina, the northern part of Georgia, you've got some very unsettled conditions there that are going to probably create some pretty good-sized thunderstorms here after the daytime heating kicks in, by the looks of things here. And we'll keep our eyes and ears open because it is that time of the year, as you well know. And I'm not going to use the word because I don't want to jinx anybody. And then going out into southwestern Louisiana let's see, about halfway up Arkansas across I-40, you've got some patchy areas of what could be fog by the looks of here, and there's also some stream flooding in some of those areas there, so be careful about that. In the southwestern corner of Missouri right now, around Joplin and around Springfield, you have got some flash flood warnings there, so be careful for what may or may not happen there. Then in Oklahoma, you have got, let's see here, you've got in the northeastern corner, oh, that's the Power Alley, okay, the northeastern corner, probably around the toll road, I-44, going north and going east. You've got some areas of flash flood watches up in there through Tulsa and then out up to Missouri to the state line. And Kansas, about Salina, you got one area there where it looks like as if they've had a lot of rain and whatnot, but you've got a flash flood warning in that area right now, so please be careful. And then going out west, in New Mexico, around Ruidoso, you've got some unsavory air conditions, so be careful there with all that. And taking a look out in Arizona, around Phoenix, again, you've got some unsavory air conditions there. You've got some flooding south of Reno, over towards Winnemucca, and east from Reno, south and east, over towards Winnemucca. And then you've got some high wind warnings and some very unsettled weather conditions tonight for the Sierra Nevadas and Sierra Madres there. So keep your eyes on the deal there and see what happens. But, as I said, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and Flying J near you. So, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Very apt to find yourself, a Denny's and a Flying J, a Huddle House and a Flying J, Moe's Southwest Grill, and there's a pretty good place in a Flying J, and might even find some more. I mean, you just never know what's going to take place now, do you? And don't forget that it's all about, here on the program, it's all about keeping nations, the roads and the highways open and moving the goods across. All right, let's go to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Come in.
Good morning.
What is going on in Iran? Because I'm just going to read the headline, and then we'll go from there. I guess this is the Ayatollah that said this. He said, no more diplomacy. They have slammed Trump, the Trump administration, over the U.S. sanctions, saying that the channel for statesmanship has ended forever.
Well, you pretty much answered your own question. That's the very reason.
No, I think somebody's blowing smoke. What do you think?
Well, you know, what the Ayatollah is, you know, he's mad because of the, there were some pretty robust sanctions that were applied.
Sure.
Yesterday by the Trump administration, as a result of, you know, shooting down the, our drone. And it included the Ayatollah and his inner circle. Now, apparently, I'm not sure I understand why, but after Trump signed the executive order with the sanctions, Mnuchin came out and did a presser, and it did not include Mohammad Zarif, and Mnuchin said, that will happen later on in the week. So I'm not quite sure I understand why there's going to be a separate executive order sanctions against him.
Exactly.
That one doesn't make any sense to me. But they were pretty robust. It included essentially the top five people within the commanders, if you will, with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, and the districts that they manage. So it's virtually cutting them off financially. I mean, to the point where they can't even travel.
Yeah.
So, that was a rough one for them.
Yeah.
Not that my heart hurts for them at all, by a long stretch.
No. Well, okay, I guess we'll just have to see what happens. Now, we'll know more about how this is going to work out. And, of course, with all the blowback we're getting right now, we know that it's already bothering them.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
It took him longer than I thought to respond, though. I would have thought he would have responded earlier in the day, but maybe not.
Yeah, and again, it's all strange. By the way, we've got Beto O'Rourke, and I'm not sure what the heck Beto is up to, but he is talking about his war tax.
Yeah, he wants to apply, now this one's kind of interesting, he wants to apply a war tax to pay for, if you will, essentially the VA.
Right. Okay, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we get ready to talk about all sorts of different stuff here on your radio dial. Don't forget, it is all about we, the people here on this program, and I'll be right back with more. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.